Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to all of you. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Right.
Welcome you to the First Fruit Worldwide Prayer and Faith Live, where we come to give God praise and to make our request known unto Him. God is real. It's not a figmentation of your imagination. Oh no, He is real. And He is the only true and living God. We praise Him and worship Him. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege of just speaking to you. God, what a privilege to say hello. What a privilege to know that our voices are echoing in the heavenly, and that you hear our faintest cry. God, we love you, we praise you, we appreciate you. We glory in you. We reverence you, and yet we fear you. Thank you for being so ultra awesome. God, what you did at the First Fruit Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention was ultra awesome. Thank you so very, very much. I don't have enough words to express to you my gratitude. Thank you because the word says that man looketh in the outward appearance, but God seeth the heart. You know my heart. And I'm asking you to see appreciation to you and for you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you for how you showed up and showed up, how you took over the service, and how you blessed the people. Oh, what a wonderful experience. Thank you for how you healed everywhere, how you delivered in the name of Jesus, transformed lives, how you don't let anybody leave the same way they came. We just appreciate everything that you do. Thank you for being on this prayer line today and asking you to take over. Yeah, let us take over. Lead us and guide us. You're the only one who has the divine wisdom. We pray that you help us. Lord, lead us with your divine wisdom. And I pray that you bless us. Be a blessing to the people. Forgive us for all of our sins. We dare not approach you without asking you. Forgive us for our sins, commission. The things that we've done that we shouldn't have done, and for the sins of omission, the things that you told us to do that we haven't been able to do yet, or we haven't done. Forgive us. Help us to forgive those who have trespassed against us. Oh God, touch us, lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil, we pray. May we take the
line muted.
My God, may we take this time and ask you in the name of Jesus to be with us. Ask you in the name of Jesus to bless people all over the world.
Line unmuted.
On the primer.
Can you hear me?
Find them in the name of Jesus.
In the name
of Jesus. Well, we bind them in the name of Jesus.
Bind them and catch them back.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord,
let the resurrection blood of Jesus stand with
you. Oh, God, help.
The Holy Ghost stand with you. Now bless us this day everywhere. Touch, heal, deliver,
touch, and
deliver, deliver, deliver. Oh, God, touch.
Yeah. Yes.
We lift
yes.
you up and give you the glory for all the things you're doing.
All
in
the things.
Jesus, oh, we pray. For the glory of God, we ask you.
Glory of God.
Thank God. Amen and amen and amen.
Man.
Good morning to all of you on the prayer line everywhere. Good morning to you and you and you and you. God bless you.
Good morning.
Wake up here. Amen. All who are sleeping. Wake up. Good morning to you. God bless you.
Good morning.
We have the thing we do on the prayer line. We originated from Amazing Grace. People are tapping this to their own ministries in many places. It's called praise. Check whether or not you praise God. But we hope that you are praising God. But this is to check what level your praise is on. Some people have a level of praise. Some people have a high level of praise. It just depends on what you've been through. And some people don't know. They know the
glory. Hallelujah.
They don't know the story. And some people have been through a story that you cannot imagine. That's why their praise is so high. They got to thank him with all their heart and soul and mind. I'm going to have a praise check. That don't mean that you start thinking and take your 10 seconds to try to say thank you. No, have a praise on your lips already. Amen. Don't let people get in there before you get in there. Praise, be the first one to give him praise. When I have this praise check, always be ready. I don't have to explain it every time. Y'all on the front line. Thank God you know.
God bless.
Give him praise this one. And praise check. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you,
glory.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Identification. I don't know if there was Pastor Potter's on here. If so, we'll pause him. If not, thank you, Ambassador. Higgins. Amen, Ambassador Higgins. We want to ask you to give us the identification and the information for the blog, BLOG, the blog live. Amen. It's been a blessing. Been on there a little while now, and so many millions of people were able to speak. The line is open to you. All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Ambassador Higgins.
God bless you. Shout out to you, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, to all of the staff, as well as all the other, all of our ambassadors that are on board, to all of the listeners from all around the world, as well as all of our other broadcasters that are also helping us to get the message across. We are broadcasting live this morning from the Blog Talk Radio, live studio, and we can be accessed 347-934-0207, and we are being heard all over the world from the blog platform alone. We have over 40 million listeners, and from our other providers that have also come aboard, we have on record as of last night over 50 million listeners, and these are in countries that all have been proven. According to our records that are showing, we are going into Russia, China, Europe, of course, the United States, India, the Ukraine, Turkey, France, Romania, South Africa, Mongolia. Oh, thank you, Lord. Somebody ought to say thank you. Hallelujah. Brazil, Germany, Italy, Philippines, Mexico, the United Kingdom. We're in Spain. We're in Japan. We're in Denmark. We're in Sweden. We're in Canada. We're in Pakistan, Saudi Arabia. We're in the Middle East. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Shout out to Sister Jennifer. In Middle East, hallelujah, and the list goes on and on and on. God bless you, literally all over the world, Dr. Johnson. God bless you. Back to you, sir.
Bless you. Thank you so much, Ambassador Higgins, and we appreciate all of your efforts. Amen. Much, much appreciated. I want to ask you all to get your pens out, piece of paper out. Amen. Because I want you to do something special this morning, everybody. It's something simple. I don't normally ask many complex things, but something simple. I got that from Jesus. If you notice that everything that Jesus did was really basically simple, not complex. That's why it's so simple to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. If thou will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you confess with the Lord Jesus, your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God raised Christ from the dead, thou shalt be saved. He just, everything he does is just better be simple, not complex. And I need to ask you all to do something for me. Thank you so much. I want to ask y'all, if you would, well, let me set this up just for a moment so you'll know why I need it so critically and so badly I need this. And, some time ago, I told you all that we were going to get God a billion praises. This was 3 or 4 years ago. And I've experienced that when I announced it, I never had the enemy to try to attack me like he tried at that time. I'm just giving you history. This is not glorifying the enemy. Just going to tell you this for a reason. Just so me from the left, right, just north, south, east, and west, so many things. But I want you to know that it has been worth it all. Some of y'all see the glory, but you don't know my story. And so much that we've been through that I don't really share with anybody. I don't really share with Lady Betty all the things that I go through. But let me tell you something. I certainly need your prayers. The other day, a couple of days ago, the Lord laid it on my heart. Says, son, since you are thanking me 1,000 times a day, why don't you use it to lead people all over the world into giving God 1,000 thank yous a day over the blog line? I saw the vision right away because over the blog line, as Ambassador Hagan announced, they have at least 40 million on one. Tell me that again, Ambassador Hagan. They have 40 million then on another one. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. We have 40 million plus on one provider, the platform, Hallelujah. And then on the other, we have with the other providers that are coming in. They some of the folks that are helping, they opt to remain anonymous. But on the other provider, we have over 50 million listeners. Isn't that amazing?
Amen. So 40 million on one and 50 million on the other, and you can add that up. Amen. But the Lord showed me, it came through my 1,000-day fast. I don't care who doesn't believe that. I experienced it. Got down to skin bone. And I went through it every day. And fasted. God said, don't worry about it, son. Your witness is in heaven. Your record is on high. Got a record on high of that. Amen. So it came through that to thank God 1,000 times a day. I didn't know that he was leading me into all of this, to thank him 1,000 times a day. Then, you know, all of my life I've been a math kind of person, a math, M-A-T-H. And I began to realize immediately that if we can get 1 million people to thank God 1,000 times a day, that would be 1 billion praises. And we've accomplished that several times. But now I'm embarking on this, whereas since I've been thanking him 1,000 times a day, why not lead people all over the world and show them how to do it? Why not lead people all over the world into thanking him 1,000 times every day? Since I'm doing it every day, why not lead people all over the world into thanking God 1,000 times a day? This is going to get all, we into what, now maybe your eyes will open up and you'll begin to see that we are into a new awakening. This is a new awakening. All over the world, I want to lead people into thanking God 1,000 times a day. And those who would want to try to fight it, oh, I thank him one time, I'm in the presence of God. There's somebody said, I do too. But I want to be on record when I get to heaven. I'd rather be on record when I get to heaven for thanking him, not just one time. Let me have the record for, I thanked him 1,000 times a day. That's the record I want. You can go with your own record. But there are records being made. The books shall be open, it says in Revelation 21st chapter. The books shall be open. Not just one book is being kept, but there are books being kept. And there are records being kept. And just like the bad things that you've done in your life, there are some good things you've done. I want to be on the record, leading people all over the world into thanking God 1,000 times, which is 1 billion. Now, if we can just get out of that 40 million and that 50 million, if we can just get one of them, 1 million people to thank him 1,000 times with me as I lead you every night, amen, as I lead you, that's 1 billion praises a night. Can y'all figure that? Do y'all see that? That's 1 billion praises, at least 1 billion praises a night. God opens technology for a reason, and we need to use it. And so my announcement is that I'm going to go on the blog line and do my 1,000 praises, 1,000 thank yous every night at 9 o'clock on the blog line. And as we lead people all over the world into how, I didn't know how, when God led me into thanking him 1,000 times, I didn't know how to do it. He said, the Holy Ghost said, why don't you thank him 1,000 times? I said, Lord, I don't know how. He began to teach me. I'm going to be teaching people how to thank God 1,000 times every night. I'll be teaching this. And I'll be on the block line at 9 p.m. You got your pens? I believe I got the right number. Ambassador Pfeiffer, if you're there, pull that number up. It's right. I believe the number is 646-595. 2035. 646.
That's correct, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you. 595-2035.
646-595-2035. Please God. Now, let me ask you all this question. Will you pray for me? You can see if I, when I announced that I was going to get God to be in prayer some years ago, how the enemy, if he attacked and tried to come against me, then if we're going to get God and we have 40 million on one and 50 million on another block line, and we just after at least 1 million people, one, not 42. If we get there, that's fine, 40. If we get to 50, that's fine. But I'm after at least 1 million people a night will take time to give God praise, to thank him 15 minutes, 20 minutes, because I discovered that it only takes 15 minutes, 20 minutes tops to thank God 1,000 times. My goal is to lead people all over the world, into thanking God 1,000 times. That's 1 billion praises, 1,000, 1 million people thanking God 1,000 times. 1 million people taking 15 minutes to thank God 1,000 times. 1 billion plus praises, because over 1 million people will be doing that. And now, thanks to God, all of you assistants, all of you brothers on the line, do you think I need your prayers or not?
Amen.
Really do need your prayers.
Amen.
Not trying to be a wonder. All I'm trying to do is what God is leading me to do. And Mother Johnson, I just want you to know you don't have to worry, because I'm already thanking God 1,000 times a day. I just specifically, I just moved my venue. And my venue is to the blog line where I do it. In other words, the venue where I'm doing it is on the blog line. So don't worry about me loading myself down too much. I'm already doing that. And then I'm not going to load myself down too much, because the word supports it. The word says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. That's Isaiah 26:3. And then it says, because he trusted in thee. Then it says, trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting what? Strength. Everlasting strength. You know, thanking God 1,000 times will give you strength, not take away your strength. Lady Betty, I'm saying this to you too. So don't worry about me. God got me. I had two prophets call me from California. I don't know if they're on the line today or not. Prophets Baker and Prophets Vanessa called me and prophesied over my life and said, don't worry about a thing, Dr. Johnson. God's got you. Even folks around you, sometimes who don't support you. He said, don't worry about it. God's got you. God's got you. So I'm asking you for your prayers this morning as never before. And I'm taking a little time this morning, amen. And I'll let y'all give you a praise report in just a moment. If you'll pray for me, I would appreciate it very, 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 very much. All right. God bless you. I want to open the line. Ambassador Pfeiffer, let me just tell you all again that it was our privilege at the convention. Two people got elevated and got promotions. That is Ambassador, actually we had her as Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer. Amen. I believe that's P-H-I-F-E-R, is that right?
Correct. And that's correct.
And then Dr. Patricia E. Stern was elevated to Ambassador. Amen. So we have Ambassador Pfeiffer and Ambassador Stern, or Ambassador Stern and Ambassador Pfeiffer. It doesn't matter which way, but they're both ambassadors. They received this elevation at the convention. Oh, my God. And what a wonderful time it was. I'll open the line if you all want to congratulate Ambassador Pfeiffer and Ambassador Stern. If y'all want to give them a congratulation, that's in order. Take a moment, and the line is open to you if you want to congratulate them. Congratulations, Ambassador Pfeiffer, and congratulations, Ambassador Stern. God bless you all forevermore. We appreciate you so very much. Amen.
Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lady Betty, amen.
Congratulations.
God is opening you.
Praise God. Congratulations, Ambassador Pfeiffer and Ambassador Stern. This is Ambassador Hagen, and we are certainly do appreciate both of you and the great work you're doing. We love you all.
God bless you.
Congratulations to both of you, Ambassador Stern and Ambassador Pfeiffer. I am very proud of you.
Thank you.
God bless you, Ambassador Stern, Ambassador Pfeiffer. It was a beautiful ceremony, and I'm keeping both of you up in prayer, Sister Gina.
God bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer and Ambassador Stern. God bless you too, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, and all of you. Love you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Congratulations, Pastor Stern, Pastor Johnson, Lady Betty, and what's the other name?
Pfeiffer.
Miss Pfeiffer. I can't think of names. I'm crazy with names. But anyway, congratulations to all of you and to the prayer line as a whole. So I just thank God for you, and I thank God for the voices I hear, and I just ask the Lord to be with you, continue to bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mother Johnson.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Sharla. Dr. Pfeiffer, good morning. Dr. Stern, congratulations, ladies. Beautiful women. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank God bless you.
Congratulations to Dr. Stern and Dr. Pfeiffer. God bless you as you go about your work. We love you, and we want to see you progress. God bless you this morning. This is Dr. Lacey in Waukegan. God can do it.
Thank you, Dr. Lacey.
God bless you, and thank you so much.
Congratulations to both of you. Good morning. This is Evangelist Johnson in New York. Congratulations to Dr. Pfeiffer, Ambassador Pfeiffer, and Ambassador Stern. I love you all. Dr. Johnson and Sister Betty, God bless you. And I'm going to keep you in my prayers as you go about the work of the Lord.
Amen, amen. God bless you, and thank you very much.
Congratulations to both of you. I think you do a beautiful job.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Thanks.
We love you.
All right. Anybody else?
That's a five, and Ambassador Stern, this is Mother Britt. I want to, may God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you, and may you continue to do God's work. And Dr. Johnson, and Lady Betty, and Mother Johnson, all of you. Thank God for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And God for you. My Brit. Amen. Amen. Bless all of you. Amen.